Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. That's what it says in James 2, verse 17. James 2, verse 17.
One of the things, honey, that I've heard all my life is talk is cheap. When someone uses this phrase, everyone understands, or at least most everybody understands, that it takes more than talk to get the job done.
That's right.
This statement agrees with the Bible, for the scripture says.
In James 2, verse 20, it says, faith without works is dead.
Simply said, you're going to have to do the things people do when they want to get out of debt.
That's true.
You know, I've always been amazed at the number of Christians who choose only to hear the word and never seem to do the things it says. I find this situation to be a particular problem when it comes to becoming debt-free. Every time I speak to a group about getting out of debt, they give me their uninvited attention. After each session, they storm the book table and purchase everything I have available on the subject. However, on my return trip to most of those cities, there are always a few people who listen intently, but then made absolutely no attempt to put into practice any of the principles. I taught them. It goes without saying they were eager hearers. Why? They even loaded up with the support material from the book table. However, they never took the next step to become doers of the word they heard.
Let me tell you something, honey. Part of the problem in today's society is the discipline that it takes. People don't want to apply to their lives, and that's what God's word is about. You know, the Apostle James is challenging this kind of person who doesn't have discipline, which is where a disciple comes from.
That's right.
When he says in James 1, verse 22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If you want to get something done, you have to do something about it.
It seems as if there's some flaw in the nature of the Christians that causes them to automatically possess the benefits of a scripture by just hearing it. This assumption, absolutely untrue. The truth is the exact opposite, for in Christianity, it actually becomes a liability to know a truth and not act upon it.
That is the truth. In James 4, verse 17, it says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
Miracles come to those who have the faith to receive them and then put them into practice. The miracle of canceled debt is real. We've also seen that it is readily available. However, like, honey, most of God's blessings is conditional.
That's true. You must
have living faith to receive it. Faith does come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But that doesn't mean hearing it once. It means continually building yourself up in the word by putting it into practice.
Amen. And that is so true. And, you know, the thing I was actually thinking about lately was, you know, if you don't know the word, you don't have a prayer.
If you
don't read the Bible, you don't have a prayer.
And you've
got to know the word in order to pray and believe and act on it.
You know, as we teach the Debt-Free Army seminars, I can say that faith is a fact, but you got to act. It takes more than just a wish. Just wishing and a hoping won't get the job done. Once again, look at what the Apostle James says on the matter. For he tells us, if we have not put action, works with it, our faith is dead. Be assured that dead faith will not have the ability to draw the miracle of debt cancellation into your life.
In James 1, verse 17, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, faith, if it does not have works, deeds, and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead. The King James Version is a bit more blunt. It simply says faith without works is dead. You know, faith alone cannot accomplish anything. You have to put a little muscle power behind it, don't you, honey?
You do. If you're going to become debt-free God's way, there's some basic things you're going to have to start doing.
And some things you're going to have to stop doing.
That's exactly right. For instance, you'll have to stop impulse buying. You may take a rubber band around your checkbook, or better yet, a two-signature checking account, so that your spouse or financial counselor, well, so they can help you decide. Or you don't just make decisions. If you're married, you better include your spouse.
At least they need to know about stuff.
That's it.
Wow.
We should have a readily available list of qualifications an item must meet before we purchase it. Here's the bottom line. Every time you use your charge card and fail to pay the balance in full on its due date, you're lowering your standard of living. But here's another strategy. You must immediately close any open charge accounts. These accounts exist primarily in smaller towns where the local hardware, grocery store, or gas station allows trusted customers just to sign for their purchases.
You know, one thing that we have talked about for years and years and years is, and it still works, right, babe?
It does.
Is that if you, whether you're man or woman, just get a little small notebook or memo pad or something you can carry in, women can carry in their purse, men can put in their shirt pocket, and for at least 1 month, write down every single penny you spend. Let me say that again. Write down every single penny. That's even a quarter in a bubblegum machine. I'm telling you, it's important for you to know where your money's going. We have never had a person who's completed this exercise that tell us that they couldn't find any money that could be redirected to help them get out of debt. You have to have money redirected, but first you've got to know where it's going in order to know where to redirect it.
So immediately remove any and all easy purchase pay later systems that may have attached themselves to you before you decided to become debt free. Make it a hard and fast rule to pay for whatever you purchase as soon as you receive the goods and services. As rough as it may seem, it's best if you can go cold turkey and stop spending for anything except the necessities of life. Now, please take note, the Bible does not teach a no luxury lifestyle. However, if it's your heart's desire, getting out of debt, it will call for a new resolve on your part.
But boy, once it starts happening, you're going to start feeling really good about what you're doing.
Keep in mind that people who succeed in becoming debt-free God's way have made a quality decision to stop going into debt. They've made up their minds they're getting out of debt. They concentrate on the plan they've established to pay off existing bills. They become fanatically committed to not going any further into debt.
Amen. You know, if you really want to become debt-free, you got to start speaking about it, planning about it, thinking about it. It needs to become real to you. It's critically important that you start talking about the debt-free lifestyle you're headed toward. Boldly say, we'll soon be debt-free. You should start really saying, it won't take us 30 years. Is to pay off that mortgage. Our plan is to have it paid off in 6 years. And go ahead and boldly say the automobile we are now driving will be the last one we will ever buy on time payments. Our next car will be a new one, but we're going to pay for it with cash. You know, when we begin to state our intentions about becoming debt-free, it will do two definite things for you. First, you will be establishing a spiritual principle that will put the energy of God's word to work in your out-of-debt plan. You know, in Mark 11, 23 and 24, Mark 11, verses 23 and 24, it says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Verse 24, particularly, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Hallelujah.
We love that verse, don't we, honey?
Yes, we do.
And in the New Living Translation, listen to this. It says, everything you ask for in prayer will be yours if you only have faith. Not only that, but you will also receive the constant personal fortification that comes from hearing your heart's desire of being out of debt spoken out loud.
Just constantly saying, I'm going to be debt-free, will not bring about a debt-free life. The Bible says that we must also believe the things we are saying, that they'll come to pass. Remember, it's not just a talking exercise that will add extra power to accomplish your goal. Extra power comes only when we believe the things we're saying will actually come to pass. When I say believe, I mean having the kind of faith that refuses to doubt the things you're saying will become a reality. Scripture says, well, it tells us the words we speak and firmly believe are powerful. They're faith-filled words, so strong they can bring forth life or death.
Think about that. You know, in Proverbs 18, verse 21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Just think about it. The Bible says the faith-filled words you speak about your debt will cause them to either live or die. We're just simply saying that if you constantly speak about the overwhelming size of your debt and how impossible it will be to overcome it, your words will cause the debt to loom increasingly heavier over you. With each negative word, debt will grow more impossible to overcome. Wow. However, if you constantly speak of your debts becoming smaller and your conversation emphasizing how much stronger God's power is than your debt, it won't be long until you'll see your debt begin to wither and grow smaller.
Think about that.
Start this very day to speak words of death to your debt and words of life to your out of debt program. Remember, what you feed lives, and what you starve dies. Hallelujah. One of the first steps in your game plan for financial success, get out of debt and stay out of debt.
And I mean, not just getting out of debt, but then purpose in your heart to stay out of debt.
Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldherring.com at the top where it says, sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.